When I first met Belinda, it was down in Corpus Christi, back in August, I believe, in 53. She was working as a dancer and a life-size tinted photo beckoned tantalizingly from the marquee. The red neon was flashing, music poured out on the street, and the club I'm sure had seen its better days. And a sea of bleary eyes and upturned faces watched Belinda as she danced within the noisy smoky haze. You may know my body, but you cannot know my mind. She moved her lips but didn't make a sound. You may know my body, but you cannot know my mind. Then she'd dip and twirl and smile and dance. Belinda was a beauty, she revealed her body slowly, so that all the cowboys strained and craned to see. Her sequin skirts would swirl and twirl and catch the light and sparkle, and Belinda's eyes would wander restlessly. Now I did not know Belinda when she was a little girl, but as a child I'm sure she often dreamed. And I used to wonder, used to ponder just what did go wrong. But then Belinda was not always what she seemed. You may know my body, but you cannot know my mind. She moved her lips but didn't make a sound. You may know my body, but you cannot know my mind. Then she dip and twirl and smile and dance around. Then one night I wrote a hasty note and threw it on the stage, asking her if she would have a drink with me. We talked of many things about the sunshine and the country, and a tear came to her eye quite suddenly. And I listened to her, thought about her. Finally I asked her, tell me Belinda, what does your life mean? She looked me in the eye and told me 40 bucks a week and to be a damn good dancing burlesque queen. Ah, you may know my body, but you cannot know my mind. She said to me as she prepared to go. You may know my body, but you cannot know my mind. Then she laughed and left to do her second show.